and welcome to the HalfGuarded.com Power Hour. I'm your host, Mitch Pump. My co-host, Dan, the Gobbler Ford. And a happy Thanksgiving.
Merry Thanksgiving to you. I want to say merry for all the holidays now, because we only get to say it once for one.
I've been saying have a happy holiday, because that rolls off the tongue better than happy Thanksgiving. This is what the world Christmas people need to understand. Happy holidays is just easier to say.
Sure.
Not because it offends it, it's just like it rolls off the tongue much better.
Also, merry Christmas. What is the war on Christmas people is like the clearest sign of people who have sensed there is a problem that has come through their society, but have no idea how to diagnose what the problem is. Because the real thing that's at the root of the war on Christmas stuff is that all local businesses have been destroyed and gobbled up. And you can only go shop at, like, giant conglomerates.
But you know what's funny, Dan? I was at Target today, and it's like, Merry Christmas is everywhere.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to appeal to chuds. But
well, I think
the
too,
real reason I think too, everything though, has been changed is, like, you used to be able to go to, like, the local store owned by a guy in your neighborhood. And, yeah, if he knew that in this town of 6,000 people, like, there was maybe one Jewish family, and it's okay to say Merry Christmas. Like, even the one Jewish family's not going to be offended.
Well, was
offended
anyone ever
know.
Offended by Merry Christmas, or is this just, like, a corporate think tank bullshit?
I think maybe if you were in, like, the middle of an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in, like, Brooklyn,
okay, but like
they might have been offended,
people,
but
these are people that would complain about anything, to be fair.
Sure.
Like, maybe
but
like
all it takes is, like, literally two people complaining to a company and they make a new policy.
Or, like, some atheist in, like, California with a fedora or something complained.
Point of order, there is no facts to base, facts don't care about your feelings.
Did you know Christmas actually started off as a different holiday?
Christmas was actually originally a Norse holiday celebrating that time that Odin rode a magic horse and it took a shit on some kid's lap and turned into candy.
That's my kind of a thing with Christmas now, as I tell people, though. It's not a religious holiday anymore, dude. It's just an American holiday. Everyone can, even if you're Jewish, just celebrate Christmas. Just, you don't have to put the Christ in it, but just whatever. Xmas. Like, everyone should just celebrate Christmas. That's my official holiday standing. And if you don't like the religious part, good, fuck it. It's not Easter, which was also another co-opted holiday. Really, the only Christian holiday is, like, what, Passover or Palm Friday?
I got bad news for you. Passover's not a Christian
holiday. That's right.
Holiday.
Well, Christians do celebrate it, though, don't they?
No.
What so about Palm Sunday?
No.
That's the thing, Palm Sunday.
Yeah, I guess
that's when they changed the cloth on the cross.
No, it isn't.
When do they do that? They do that at Easter?
Palm Sunday is the week before Easter.
Yeah, but that's a religious holiday, so there you go.
It's celebrating when Jesus rode into town on a donkey.
I'm just saying, that's the only holiday that I'd be like, okay, this is just religious as fuck.
You
know, the Catholics have one? Ash Wednesday or something?
The Catholics have a lot of holidays that the rest of us don't. Catholic because they got, like, a saint day for every day. They have all these saint days.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's St. Crispin's Day. Let's celebrate the time a donkey talked to somebody and had, like, a piece of the true cross in its mouth.
So, yeah, that's the new official stance this show is going to have on Christmas, I think, Dan. It's like, just fucking do it. Just give some gifts. It's fun. Get into the season. Don't do the religious part. That's bullshit anyway. And if you want to do the religious part, sure. But it's not a requirement for Christmas anymore.
Is there a Friends version of Christmas, like Friendsgiving, which is a very popular modern holiday that the millennials invented? Let's get together and do Friendsgiving.
I think New Girl had something. But I can't remember. I think they did Friendsgiving, though. So I don't know.
Which just tells you that Thanksgiving is the best holiday of all of them.
Well, I like Christmas.
It's literally just, let's all get together and share food with one another and have a nice meal together.
See, but that's what Christmas is. Plus, you get gifts.
No, it isn't. Christmas is like, let's wear a sweater and put up a tree and decorate the house and all this, like, work. Whereas Thanksgiving is just, you cook a thing, I cook a thing, we cook a thing, we all bring the food together, let's eat.
Well, Christmas is the gayest holiday, thus the best.
It's not.
It's literally the gayest
holiday. It's 100% isn't.
What's the gayest holiday?
New Year's Day, New Year's Eve.
No.
That's the once a year. You can, you know.
No one likes New Year's Eve. I have to work on New Year's Eve this year, so it's officially no
longer. You don't. Everybody else does.
No, who cares? New Year's Eve is fun, like, when you're, like, 20. But, like, as I enter my 30s, I'm just like, I don't care about this. I just want to go to bed. I don't care. Fuck New Year's Eve, too, because, like, everyone else has stolen a kiss. Where's my kiss? Nowhere. So fuck it. Fuck it.
And there's a fella named Crispin who's right behind you. That's your kiss. It's Crispin with a Y.
Crispin. he loved his mama. So yeah, so that's the official thing. But Thanksgiving here, let's get into it. Thanksgiving football. How hyped are we to watch the Detroit Lions without their best new young player, Kerryon Johnson? To watch the Dallas Cowboys and the Redskins. So Colt McCoy versus Dak Prescott.
Is Colt McCoy literally still playing this game?
Yeah, I thought he was gone. Alex Smith got his leg broke.
I did see that. I just didn't know Colt McCoy was still
there. McCoy came in. This is his team.
Oh. I just watched it. There's a guy on YouTube who's doing all these videos called, like, Whatever Happened to Blank Football Player?
Yeah.
It was literally a video. This guy's a black dude, and he's much better than KTO.
Is he Something Raps?
Yes.
Okay, I watched that kid, too. Yeah.
I like him. I like him a lot better.
I like
But he's like, but, it, like, he just did a video about Colt McCoy, and it's like, well, I just assume he must be out of the league then, because he got a video on this website. This dude did a video on him. Usually all his videos are about guys who are out of the league.
Yeah. That's what inspired our Noel Devine podcast, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Was that video.
Whatever Happened to Noel Devine.
Yeah. And, turns out, nothing too exciting.
Yeah, the Taj Boyd one is really boring. It's just like, yeah, everybody in the NFL thought he was a pussy. And then he went to Canada, and they found out he was a pussy. So now he does ACC Network.
So, yeah. The other big game, too, Falcons-Saints, feels like it's going to be a blowout. So. But you never know with Falcons-Saints. It's always a...
Is that the angriest rivalry in the NFL today?
I think so. I mean, you could say like Bears Packers, but I don't know because I don't live up
Nobody,
there.
That's an old rivalry that I don't think like probably matters like, as much.
Probably Giants Philly, but those two cities just don't like each other. They hate each other in every sport. Like Knicks 76ers, they don't like each other.
I think Philadelphia hates New York a lot more than New York thinks about Philadelphia.
I think New York's thinking about Philadelphia now, and they got a Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl really eased a lot of tensions for Philadelphia. I've noticed like their fan base is a little less annoying now. It's my observation.
Which just tells you how little the Phillies actually cared about baseball, because they won the World Series and it did not calm them down at all.
No. Well, Philly's a football town, but it's also like a basketball town. They're low key like almost neck and neck, I think. I think the 76ers won the title.
The 76ers being bad for so long kind of helped football, sort of.
Yeah, but I feel like Philly's a basketball
move team. Ahead.
Similar to, like, people don't realize this, what I've been told, at least, Atlanta used to just be a basketball town. Like, when Tech and the Hawks were humming, no one gave a shit about football here. So...
Well, the Falcons also were, like, in the abyss for 30, 40 years.
I wonder if the Hawks...
Like, literally, until Deion Sanders came to the Falcons, it was like, who gives a shit?
But I wonder, though, if the Hawks got good again, if they wouldn't be much more... And, like, I don't mean, like, good, like, the 60... I mean, like, have a fucking superstar, like Dominique.
Maybe, but I think...
Like, if the
I
Hawks...
I think Michael Vick fundamentally changed the relationship of the Falcons.
Oh, 100%. But if it's Trae Young...
And it's never going to go all the way back.
But if it was Trae Young throwing lobs to Zion Williamson, I think that's going to be the hottest ticket in town. Like, the Hawks owner has to be like, we have to get this guy, no matter what. Because, like, just him dunking to, like, literally maybe the best rookie, probably the best rookie passer in the NBA right now, and probably a top 10 passer in next coming years, that's going to be a phenomenal to watch. That's how you sell tickets, baby. So it'd be like Nash to Stoudemire.
And as we all know, basketball in Phoenix is still the most dominant sport.
Well, they have a shitty owner. I mean, Phoenix, that city did like that team. It's just the owner fucking sucks.
I mean, you know, we talked before the show about your feelings on a certain person in basketball media. But, I mean, give him credit. He's always been a very anti-Robert Sarver. Like, from the get-go, Bill Simmons was always like, the fucking Robert Sarver can go eat a bag of dick.
We don't say that in basketball. We don't say. That's a little too
polite. If you can talk about Barstool people every fucking episode, I can talk about Bill Simmons.
I talk about like the three good Barstool people. Four. There's really like four guys from Barstool.
Their list always gets longer every time we talk about Barstool.
Well, you know what? They've done a good job of hiring people. Like, their Snapchat channel is pretty good.
Oh my god, who gives a shit about a fucking sports Snapchat
channel? None of it's sports. It's all just like viral videos of like women falling off of stuff or like.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Or dudes like throwing their TV.
Do you get to see a titty?
No, there was. Well, it's all women host it.
Yeah. Well, that's the Barstool way. Find a class traitor or a gender traitor. Give them a job.
They got lots of cool chicks over there now, actually. See, that's the thing, Dan. Hating on Barstool is like hating every American just because the country and the president's bad. There's still good people there. You can say, well,
literally
why
everyone in charge of running the place is a piece of literal dog shit.
America, same thing. Why are you still living here, Dan?
I mean, if it was as easy, if I could go tomorrow and start up a country called the United States of Danlandia, if it was that easy,
you could go to Canada.
I mean, it's a lot harder. I mean, I don't want to live in the cold.
You live in the South. A lot of shit like, down here.
But like, those four good Barstoolers could go start a site tomorrow, and it would be way more successful.
No, but you know what though? They, because of the cash they have, like they have health insurance and 401ks. Like,
they could own the company.
But you're not gonna have the same. There's not as much risk.
They'd have more money.
No, I don't think
literally
you would.
The only reason anybody's subscribing to Barstool is those four people. They could do a lot better without the turds on
really
top.
Good. But, like I said, Dan, you still live in the South. You literally live in a state that had a bigoted law passed. And you didn't move. And you
really
didn't
hard,
move. So what?
It's really hard to move states. It's
no,
not
it's
hard
not.
To start a new network.
It's not. Why is it hard
it
to move states?
Because
you have to find another job?
Yeah.
Well, bam. Same thing with them, Dan. You've been defeated by logic and facts.
They could do their own job
logic,
for different people.
Logic and facts.
Logic and facts.
So suck it. Go Barstool. And Barstool, if you're listening, I'll take the job. I'll ditch Dan in a second for health insurance. I'll kill him. Won't mean to, Dave. El Presidente, whatever. I'll suck your goddamn dick.
Brick by brick.
Yes.
Just brick by brick into my skull over and over again.
Stoolie bet. Viva la stool! Saturdays are for the boys! Yeah, man. I'm just kicking guys in the nuts.
Being cool.
I bet I would get laid a lot more often if I worked for Barstool. That's all I'm saying.
Well, can I interest you in the exciting world of real estate?
No, but Dan, can I interest you in this? We should have this up, like, Thanksgiving Day, right?
We'll have it up Wednesday, hopefully.
Wednesday, there we go. So by Thanksgiving Day. So let's talk about this. Yeah. We got a college football game on Thanksgiving Day. A rivalry.
You got very Southern on that one. Rivalry?
Rivalry. That's like a spurrier Southern. We got the Egg Bowl. Mississippi State at Ole Miss. I don't have a line pulled up, but let's, Dan, talk about why this game, not why it matters this year, but like there's a history to this game, correct?
Well, first of all, you mentioned Spurrier. I will be playing golf on Thanksgiving, which makes me, I've ascended a level of Spurrier.
Will you be drinking at like 9 in the morning? Because that's how you hit peak.
Absolutely.
That's peak Spurrier.
I'll be playing barefoot too, just to be super barefoot, just be super Spurrier. But anyway, the best thing about the Egg Bowl is the degree to which those two teams hate each other.
Yeah, well,
in a way that, like, completely, like, people talk about how Auburn and Alabama hate each other, and people talk about, oh man, you know, Michigan State and Ohio, or Michigan and Ohio State just really hate each other. Mississippi State and Ole Miss hate each other to the degree that it sabotages their own program's viability.
Yeah, well, I think, too, Dan, the big difference, too, is, like, Auburn, Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, they've all had success in other aspects. So, like, okay, we lost the Iron Bowl, but we won the championship a few years ago. Who cares, right? With these two schools, that's all, kind of. Like, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, not historically great programs, or at least in the modern.
Well, Ole Miss did have a great run in the 50s.
Okay, in the modern era, when, like,
black before people, certain labor decisions were changed.
Yeah.
Allowing certain other elements.
Well, Dan, we've talked about this before, though. Like, the sports before the civil rights kind of thing doesn't count. I'm sorry. Like, Babe Ruth, not a good, fuck him. Didn't play against anyone with dark skin. Fuck him. Wasn't good.
I mean, Babe Ruth might have been black.
But the Negro League, we do support, though. We're big Negro League guys here.
Yeah. Josh Gibson, I'm a huge fan.
Buck O'Neill, the president. We should probably give them money for Christmas, if we have any, Dan. Because, you know, their museum got, like, vandalized.
I gave all my money to a homeless guy yesterday.
Scam. That was me in disguise. Thank you. Thank you for the $50 haircut I got today.
How dare you show up in blackface?
it's what I do here. by the way, line on this game, Mississippi State by 11. But are we throwing that out, or do we think Ole Miss is going to get killed here?
You got to throw that line out, because I mean, this is like literally what Ole Miss and Mississippi State spend their whole year waiting on.
Especially at Ole Miss, this is it. It's not like they were bowl eligible, you know, like.
And that's the other, like, Mississippi and Ole Miss and Mississippi State at various points in the last 50 years have had teams that were pretty decent, and then the other was always there to just stick a nail through their face.
Yeah.
And just, like, ruin it for them.
And that's kind of
And Mississippi, you know, yeah, Ole Miss will probably win.
Yeah, because Mississippi State, 18, I mean, probably trying to look at a good bowl.
And then Joe Moorhead will leave to take the Penn State job, and then Mississippi State will have nothing again.
And then Mississippi State will be like, what bowl is Mississippi State ogling for right now? Probably like Belk?
Well, Mississippi State would probably want something better than that. Well, what's replacing the Cotton Bowl this year? Because Cotton Bowl's a playoff bowl.
It's probably the Dallas Bowl or some bullshit.
No, I mean, like, what's replacing it on the SEC's list?
Oh, I haven't done any really bowl research.
Is it the Liberty Bowl? I feel like you'd want to go to the Liberty Bowl if you're Mississippi
Where's
State.
The Liberty Bowl? Like, Memphis? Is that Shreveport?
Memphis.
What's the one in
No,
Shreveport?
Liberty Bowl, that is the Independence Bowl. Well, I think it's now the Advocate
Okay,
Bowl.
Well, that's the bowl every Auburn fan, like, does it. That and the Birmingham Bowl are, like, the two bowls every Auburn fan's like, we'd rather just not go. Because, like, A, no one wants to go to Shreveport,
awesome.
Louisiana, ever.
The Liberty Bowl's awesome, especially if you're Mississippi State. It's a chance to, like, your coaches to be there and just recruit Memphis for, like, a week.
I'd rather be in the Belk Bowl, because they're a good Twitter account.
You don't want to be in Charlotte in the winter.
Well, what do you get, like, a Belk's gift card or something, though, right? Like,
that is actually worth something. You can stock up on sensible
Yeah, what
polos.
Are you getting at the Liberty? Like, who sponsors the Liberty Bowl? Like, Kmart?
I would bet Bass Pro Shops, actually.
I think they do sponsor. FedEx.
No, it's AutoZone.
AutoZone. That's right, yeah.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So, yeah, what are you getting, like, a muffler? I don't want that.
No, they don't have mufflers at AutoZone. They have car batteries and windshield wipers.
Can we look up? Do we know what the grab bags are yet? The swag bags? Do they announce that probably
we haven't gotten that yet.
Okay. Because that's something we will.
About, you know, you can go to Memphis and then get, like, you can go to Flight, get yourself a fancy dinner with some elk, and then three different kinds of scotch, and then you can go eat at a place that used to be a tire garage and now it serves barbecue.
Let me look this. I think the best one, though, Dan, is, like, the Peach Bowl.
The Peach Bowl's ACC.
Well, no, in terms of swag bag, because I'm on this now.
You literally just get peaches? Like, what are they giving you?
I think you get
a Chick-fil-A gift card.
Free Chick-fil-A, but you get $300, just $300 gift card. Everyone gets a Fossil watch, it's always assumed. Bluetooth speaker and football.
What? I don't think they need football.
The Camping World. I'm pretty sure. The Camping World Bowl. You get a $400 Best Buy shopping trip. That's a PlayStation right there, homie. Outback. Let's see. Best Buy gift card.
Best Buy is really taking a beating on this.
You get a Bass Pro shopping trip.
Of course you do.
A Bulova watch. A Nike shoe. Sports sandal.
Just one.
You get a sports sandal, backpack, and a football.
That's a terrible swag bag.
Belk. Okay, you're the Belk Bowl. Shopping trip to Belk. It says no limit. Fossil watch.
No limit? I can go get like $2,000 worth of
It doesn't
Belk.
Say a limit. Last year, an Arkansas player, or 2 years ago, an Arkansas player was accused of shoplifting $260 worth of items from Belk on the shopping trip. A Fiesta Bowl, you get a PS4 Pro.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Hawaii, you get some other stuff, but you also get a sweet Hawaiian shirt.
What is the Bahamas Bowl? What does that
get? Right here, they get what's called a gift suite, which is just where you get to pick out some shit, like in a tent. Ice slide sandals, a drawstring backpack, beach towel, and bowl pin.
Plus, you get a trip to the Bahamas.
New Mexico Bowl, you got a fidget spinner last year. I'm hyped. That's going to be my favorite show when we get to these bowls in about, 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Bowl season is the best sports time of year. To me, it's kind of been ruined a little bit by the playoffs. But there's nothing else like it in sports, you know?
And every single person who complains about there being too many bowls, literally this is the only time of the year that the football players get any kind of real compensation.
Well,
you're literally trying to take away their Christmas bonus.
Well, and I'm sorry.
That's
and for gamblers, it's the best time of the year. Football's on every goddamn day. Can't beat that.
Oh, one game.
And also,
what are you going to talk about with your relatives on Christmas? Put the Hawaii Bowl on, and then you don't have to talk about anything.
Yeah, and everybody's having fun. There's usually a fight. It's a fun time.
Especially if BYU's there. BYU always does something that causes
just a racial slur.
But an 1800s racial slur, they'll call you
no
a whore or something.
No one understands until the kid who is a 4.0 is like, oh, wait.
He just called me a blackamoor. I didn't even know what that meant, but Jesus.
Dan, I'm sorry. We have two Thanksgiving Day games. We skipped this one. Colorado State at Air Force.
A huge rivalry.
Colorado State favored by 14.5. I'm sorry, Arizona.
That's retarded.
Arizona favored by 14.5.
What?
Air Force.
Wait,
favored,
no.
Yeah.
Arizona's not playing.
Air Force, I'm sorry. Air Force, okay, Colorado Arizona. State. Air Force is favored by 14.5.
That makes sense.
Okay. And that one
will
be
Air Force.
That one will be at 3 o'clock, so maybe instead of watching the Cowboys stink it up, flip on over to them without
Watch
even
some
knowing.
Triple option football, baby.
You're going to flip over to CBS Sports Network, because that's definitely where this game's being played.
Might be on CBS.
No, they're showing football. They're gonna have, I think, the Dallas game.
Okay, that's weird. Usually Dallas is always on Fox.
Maybe Dallas is on Fox, or the Lions are all. I thought the Lions were always on Fox.
Oh, I think they alternate.
It doesn't matter because now the AFC, you know, the channels aren't beholden to the conference anymore.
They aren't?
No, they let them do cross schedule now.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Ain't right, but it makes sense because sometimes Fox is just like, we're not going to show a game today. This is stupid at 4.
We're not going to show a game today.
Well, at 4 o'clock, because sometimes it's Arizona, fucking San Diego, or if it's Arizona, San Francisco, and they're just CBS, you can have it. We don't give a shit. We'd rather show the rodeo or whatever. So I think it's because CBS would always show the rodeo or whatever. And apparently that just does well.
Or maybe Fox was just sick of always having to play the Panthers games. And they're just like, please, God, let us have something else on TV.
Well, Panthers games are pretty fun this year, Dan.
Are they?
They're a team.
They are a football team. That is for sure.
Let's jump
bad
over.
Bad ball, Trent Dilfer. Trent Dilfer just screaming bad ball after every great
did
football
game
played
you know,
this year.
Did you see where he got offended by that game last night?
Yeah, he called it bad ball.
Did you see me own him on Twitter?
No.
I called him D-Rent Tilfer. Which is my new, like, own to people. Which is, like, people have been doing this forever, but, like, I'm really into it now. Because it's the most, like, asinine insult, but it just proves, like, I don't give a shit about anything you say. I'm just going to make fun. It's like some Gen Xer was, like, getting mad about AOC on Twitter today. And I was just like, well, you'll be dead before me, so I don't care. My new thing. It's just like, okay, you have a 401k. Is that going to help you when you're fucking dead before me, bitch?
So, I'm going to take your 401k. I'm going to tax it.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to a gay black family. About that. Well, let's move on to Friday. And, jeez. Nebraska-Iowa. The best rivalry. Iowa 9.5.
That's too high. Nebraska's been playing pretty good the last few weeks.
I think, did they lose last week? Or
they won.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Nebraska to win.
Defense, which was huge because their defense has been putrid.
Yeah. Give me Nebraska.
But they won
win.
Last week 9-6.
Give me Nebraska outright.
Like, this is when Scott Frost starts exerting his dominance over the Big Ten West.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Wisconsin has picked a bad time to start swooning because they need to be going 110% if they're going to hold off Scott Frost.
Yeah.
They don't need to suddenly start like, oh, I guess maybe we're getting shitty now. They don't need that.
See, I like, but you like Iowa to not to cover, to win.
I think Iowa wins this thing by a field goal.
There you go. Next up, Texas versus Kansas. Texas by 15. I don't really care about the game. This is our chance to talk about Les Miles.
Yeah, this is the worst hire of the offseason, right?
For Kansas, I think that's the perfect spot for a guy like Les.
No, absolutely not. They should have hired. They should have either hired Troy Calhoun or Ken Niumatalolo.
I like having Les back, though. That's my thing.
I mean, that's fun for us, but it's a stupid hire for
Kansas.
Oh,
I don't give a shit about Kansas football, though. I don't care if they're...
Well, no, we're talking about, like, what was the... Like, if you're in the AD spot, what's the right move? And it's Ken Niumatalolo.
Oh, probably, but... for me...
Like, your only chance
at
being successful...
my eyes, Dan, I like this hire.
The only way Kansas has a chance of being successful is they do something completely different from the rest of the Big 12 and run the offense.
They may... Well, what if they just play defense? Folks,
but you can't.
Great show for you.
Like literally everybody. Like, there's been a ton of coaches who've come into the Big 12 who come in going, "We're gonna play defense. Like, we're gonna differentiate ourselves from the rest of the Big 12 by being a defensive oriented team." Like, that's what Charlie Strong tried to do. That's what Mike Stoops was trying to do at Oklahoma the last few years. And the problem is, there's nobody in high schools in the state of Texas playing defense.
Well, Dan,
you have no players to recruit.
Dan, I don't like you. No selling my joke there. That was my Jay Leno style joke,
folks.
Give me Texas to blow them out here. Texas doing stuff. Tom Herman will win this game and get jerked off by an Asian masseuse.
Did you see what his wife wore last week?
No.
So did you see the text message that Tom Herman sent?
Our boy Zach Smith.
Yeah. Well, his wife wore a t-shirt that said, "Okay, cool, hook 'em."
That was the greatest reply, I think, ever.
And now she's selling koozies with "Okay, cool, hook 'em,"
which is the most like Southern rich lady thing.
All we need is some cornhole bags that say "Okay, cool, hook 'em."
Yes. Let's move on to the biggest rivalry in the SEC: Arkansas-Missouri. Three favorite by 23.
The two schools in the SEC where you're never really sure if they're Southern either.
Yeah. But Missouri beat the pants off of Tennessee, which I don't think a lot of people saw coming last week.
The revenge of Derek Dooley.
And Missouri has, I think they're bowl eligible though, right?
Probably.
So they've been okay this year. I mean, probably should have been way better considering they might have the best quarterback in the conference who's draft eligible.
Yeah, they're going to be dog shit next year. Yeah. Because Drew Lock is so out of
there. Oh, there were so many passes that were just dropped by receivers. That, like, I mean, Drew Lock should have thrown for like a million yards in that game.
Like, Missouri's going to go 2-10 next year and everybody's getting fired. But, you know, this year, they're a difficult team to play if you suck.
Do we like Mizzou to win by 22 over a pretty shitty Arkansas team?
This feels like the game where Arkansas plays pretty good to give you a little bit of hope going into next year.
I keep thinking, because I thought that was it with Tennessee and Missouri last week, and they fucking killed them. So, give me Mizzou. They're on a roll. Maybe the best team. Maybe the best football team in Missouri right now. Since Kansas City blew it.
Okay. I always forget Kansas City's in Missouri because I was about to say St. Louis doesn't even have a team anymore, yeah. Homie.
Well, people forget that Kansas City is not in Kansas.
People definitely do forget that, especially people named me.
Well, actually, Kansas City is in Kansas. It's right next to Kansas City, Missouri.
But that's not the Kansas City that Kansas City plays in.
No. They probably don't even really play in Kansas City, though. I don't know anything about Kansas City.
No, they definitely play in Kansas City.
It's a good gambling town. That's what.
Here's what I know about Kansas City: the mob, the Chicago mob, and the Milwaukee mob that ran Vegas would always meet in Kansas City because that's the furthest west they could go without being busted by the feds.
Well, there you go.
So when the Chicago mob would meet up to take their money from the casinos they owned, that they had financed through the Teamsters Union. They would collect their cash in Kansas City.
All right. Next up, the Civil War. Oregon State. Oregon favored by 16.5.
They've been weird this year where they're kind of up and down, but they should beat the pants off
Oregon State. Oregon State's awful.
Another team that should have hired Ken Niumatalolo.
So let's move on because it's not an interesting game in my opinion. But this is UCF. At South Florida, UCF a 14-point favorite, but they almost lost this game last year. South Florida hasn't been that great this year, but they're going to play this game strong.
Charlie Strong.
If you will.
Charlie Strong took that job assuming that he'd win quickly there because they were already kind of pre-built.
Mm-hmm.
And then parlay it into an SEC job. And they have been the sloppiest and, like, most... Like, a team that just screams poorly coached. Even when they win, they make you nervous because, like, they commit, like, 27 penalties and have, like, 15 turnovers but then win the game because they ran for 700 yards. But this year, their offense is kind of falling apart. They cannot throw the ball at all, and they were running the ball well early in this year, but their lack of any kind of passing game has kind of killed their run game. So... I think Central Florida beats the pants off of them.
We'll see. I think UCF's got to lose at some point. So I'm going to keep saying it. What happens?
They don't. They don't actually have to lose anybody.
They will have to lose at some point in the rest of our lives.
They actually don't have to.
They will. The math says different. You can't be.
The math says they're winning.
The math says they probably get blown out by like. Oklahoma or Georgia in whatever bowl game they play.
I don't know. Do you think Georgia? I mean, I would not bet. I mean, Oklahoma. Oklahoma could give up 7
Oklahoma
points.
I guess Oklahoma loses. It depends. If it's like an Auburn situation last year, they got a chance. But if Georgia's healthy, don't kill them.
Will they?
Yeah. Guarantee. Will they? We'll find out if they play each other. I guarantee it.
I don't think they will. I think Central Florida beats Georgia.
They beat Ohio State.
Oh, they beat the shit out of Ohio State. If Ohio State ends up playing a Central Florida, they'll beat the piss out of them.
That's actually a game where I hope all the fan bases somehow die during that game. Because UCF fans
Central Florida are pretty. Central Florida is pretty irritating, huh?
Oh man, dude,
they have managed to like erase any like yeah. In general, it's fun to cheer for Cinderella in college football because it's such a hard road. Unless it's Central Florida, because those guys are just giant dicks.
Yeah, like, dude, they're at my favorite bar. Like, they meet up to go to those games, and man, oh man. If I ever thought about just walking over to the Walmart next door and buying a gun.
It's like every person who was too stupid to get into Florida State ended up at Central Florida. And I think what that means.
Yeah. Let's move on. Oklahoma, West Virginia. 1.5-point favorite, Oklahoma. West Virginia blew it last week. They blow it again.
No, they won't.
Get the win here. Do you like the over? Over-under is 84.
Give me the over.
Yeah.
They're going to break 100.
Let's move on to the biggest Apple Cup in recent memory. Washington State, a 3-point favorite. Do they blow it here?
I think this is the year Mike Leach gets himself another Apple Cup.
I can see Washington.
He's never beaten Chris Peterson, though. So this is his.
I feel like Washington's going to kind of squash the Washington State thing.
Can they score any points?
The defense, maybe.
If you're going to be banking on Minshew to make a bad decision, you're probably going to be up the creek.
Mm. I think Washington wins. I don't know. That's gut feeling. I have no facts to back that up. It just sometimes I
facts don't care about your feelings.
I just got a gut feeling, and rarely am I wrong, Dan. People forget.
Facts don't care about your gut.
Here's a fact. I'm usually right.
I mean, only if you forget all the times that you're not.
Exactly. So, speaking of right, I got kind of an upset coming up here for Saturday. You ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Georgia Tech at Georgia. Tech's catching 17. Give me Tech.
My God, the guts.
They're going to put the fear of God in Georgia. They're 100% this will be like 68-0 Georgia wins. But I have a feeling about this one, too. It just feels like they're going to overlook Tech, look ahead to Bama. And Tech's low-key kind of rolling right now.
They have gotten better as the years go.
They've gotten better.
There's no question about it.
They're playing focused, better ball. It looks like they've adapted to the new rules better than any other option team. Yeah, I think they're going to keep it close. I think it's going to be a shocker.
It would be extremely funny if Georgia Tech beat Georgia.
Because we'll all be watching the big game, and then we'll look down at the score and see, holy shit, you know, Tech's within 3 in the fourth quarter. I'm going to flip it off this Michigan-Ohio State blowout. Because, Dan, our next game, Michigan-Ohio State, Michigan by 4.5. We both like Michigan here, right? This is the
game
that we agree on this game.
Look, if you look at, you know, to quote MGo Blog's Brian, the proprietor of MGo Blog, the last 2 years in a row, Michigan has outplayed Ohio State at 21 of 22 positions. The one position they have not has been quarterback. You know, 2 years ago, Wilton Spate fumbles a ball on the 2-yard line, and that ends up being the difference in the ball game. Because if Michigan had scored there, they win.
Yeah.
Instead, he fumbled the ball, like he fumbled a snap. Last year, Michigan tried to play that game with a quarterback who literally could not throw the football from me to you. This year, Michigan's quarterback is significantly better.
Yeah.
And they're better at every other position, too. I mean, look, here's the basic thing. Like, Ohio State can't stop you, me, and 9 friends.
No, if Michigan loses this game, then, like, there probably is a curse on Harbaugh somewhere.
Like, he got a, like...
Like, there's a supernatural... Like at this point, there's enough evidence to say there's probably a supernatural element to it.
Because you're talking about a guy who coached his team to a Super Bowl and then got fired a year later.
Yeah.
Which is weird. And then, you know, that's not a thing that happens in the NFL very often.
No.
So, if this was to happen to him, it's like, okay, you made a deal with the devil to try to make Stanford into a program, and then the cost is the rest of your life you just are tortured.
Maybe God's punishing him for Colin Kaepernick.
Or,
God
or more
like
likely,
people kneel.
Well, if that's if God is right wing. If God is left wing, then he's punishing Harbaugh for helping out Stanford, which is the most shithead right wing college in America.
You know, Dan, I had a customer the other day complain about, like, you know, God doesn't care about these college football games. Why do they always thank them? I said, well, maybe God does. And here's why.
What if God was one of us?
Well, no, that's the original Sabbath, Saturday, rests so he could watch college football. God's a dick. So, like, maybe he is ignoring these starving kids in Africa and watching college football instead. Maybe that's the issue. A little too into college football. Our heavenly Lord.
Makes sense.
I'm just saying, is God a college football fan? Yeah, probably. More than likely, yes. And why is he not? Why are people dying everywhere? Because he's a fucking asshole. Just cares about college football.
Look, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah. And the customer, he laughed. He thought about it. And he goes, "You're right." So this is. I might start a new religion off of this, or a new sect, Christianity.
You're the new Joseph Smith.
Uh-huh. We could start in Atlanta. That could be our Salt Lake City. It's the mecca of college football, isn't it? And so we'll start here and go from there.
It all makes sense.
It adds up. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, we both like Michigan here. Next up.
What do we? Before we move on, do you think this will be Urban Meyer's last game?
I feel like if they would have lost. Who did they play last?
Maryland. They should have lost to Maryland too.
No, the guy was over. I don't get that pass at all unless it was a miscommunication with the receiver or that quarterback's fucking awful. That guy was open.
Oh, their quarterback is terrible.
Maryland's
quarterback can't throw.
Because it was there. And that dude was
open. Their backup.
Yeah. Okay. But is Urban gone? Let's see what happens in this game.
Urban Meyer looked like he tried to set himself on fire via the power of his mind.
They literally just had a camera on him, I think, right, for that game? Like, was that like an ESPN feed, the Urban death cam?
Yeah, it's like Urban Meyer's like, behold, Urban Meyer, he's trying to kill himself.
Fox needs to do that this week.
And just like zero in on, like,
yeah, like, you open up, picture, well, you picture. Like, you open up the Fox app.
And it's just in like one game. Corner... In, like, one corner you have Harbaugh gesticulating and just acting like a madman, and in the other corner you have Urban Meyer trying to murder himself.
Well, no, just thinking, like, telling his body, like, please make me sick so I can leave. Like, figuring out a new excuse. Well, let's move on to a bigger game, Dan. I'd argue much, much more important. Florida State. Florida favored 6. Does FSU save the season with the win here?
They could use that for recruiting because this has not gone well for them. And going into this game, going into the season, Florida State and Miami were beating the pants off Florida on the recruiting trail. But then the season started, and Miami's had a piss season, and Florida State's had a piss season, and they've kind of let Florida play themselves back into the recruiting for Florida kids. So it would... It would be good for Florida State recruiting if they won this game.
Yeah. I don't think they will. I think Florida wins. Florida's playing. I mean, they had to come back. Who did they come back and beat 2 weeks ago? It was like Arkansas or Vandy or something?
I think it was Vandy.
Yeah. If this spread was bigger, I'd take FSU. I don't like 6. I could see Florida winning by like 8. If it was like 15, give me FSU. But let's move on. To two teams who had you could say the letdowns of big games recently. Syracuse, Boston College. Yes, both these teams are ranked, and according to Bovada, somehow they're both 20. I don't know how that's possible. But Boston College by 7. Who are we liking?
Give me Syracuse. That spread's too big.
Yeah, I think Syracuse is going to be pretty mad after playing like shit versus Notre Dame.
Yeah. But I think that's an overreaction. Notre Dame's a playoff team.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they played Clemson. Well, Clemson was transitioning quarterbacks.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, plus they match up well against Clemson. Like, they just – their style of play gives Clemson a little bit of problems. But, I think when you have a great offensive team, you just don't – You don't want, like, a big spread unless they're playing a nationally elite team.
Yeah.
And Boston College is not a nationally elite team. Yeah.
And the Clemson both times with the Syracuse games, like, past years, there was weird circumstance, I think. Like, one, Kelly Bryant getting hurt, what, both times? Or was it Lawrence who got hurt this year?
Well, yeah, this year it was Lawrence, and Kelly Bryant had already left.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Well, let's move on to this. The biggest rivalry in the South, Georgia Southern, Georgia State. Southern favored by 11. State's pretty bad. Do they beat Southern?
Yeah. I mean, Georgia State's going to get
these teams.
Georgia Southern looks like they've gotten back to being an option team, unabashed, with a coach who isn't anti-option. And it looks like it's working.
There we go. So, you like Southern here.
Well, I mean, Jesus, how bad. I mean, Georgia State's just terrible. I mean, Sean Elliott's just not working.
He's not the guy.
I mean, he did a pretty good job as an offensive line coach at South Carolina under Spurrier, but it just doesn't seem like it's working.
Let's see. I didn't know these two teams played. How about that? Auburn, Alabama. Alabama by 24.5.
That just seems high for the Iron Bowl.
I could see it being like 28-3.
Is Alabama's defense that good?
Well, it's Auburn's offense that bad. I think it's the bigger. And Auburn did look much better against Liberty, so maybe a move to the SoCon is really what Malzahn should be pushing for.
Liberty is an independent FBS member, well, sir.
Excuse me.
They are an independent, just like Notre Dame. Just like Notre Dame, they're facing anti-religious biases that are keeping them out of a
conference. And BYU.
Definitely BYU, because the Pac-12 basically said, hell no. We're not letting those gay haters into our conference.
Yeah. So who do we like?
I mean, with that spread, I'm taking Auburn.
I'm taking Bama. Over-under is 53. Give me the under.
Yeah, give me the – that's – I feel more confident about
the
under.
Because I could see this game also just being like 21-0. I could see – like, here's my prediction for this game. If you're going to bet on Auburn, bet Auburn in the first half. It'll probably be like 14-7 Alabama. The second half will hit. Alabama will finish off Auburn. Auburn will look awful and then lose. That is my prediction.
I'm looking for a slow strangulation. I'm looking for 17-2.
And Jared Stidham will leave Auburn. And Auburn will actually be better. And then everyone will think Auburn sucks and they'll like probably go to the playoffs next year.
Yeah, next year they go to the playoffs.
No,
with a
can we make the
safety
now? Auburn's
at quarterback
the playoffs. No, well, you know who actually might be the quarterback, Dan?
Hopefully a black guy.
Well, there is. Black guy named Kelly. Kelly Bryant, like, officially canceled a visit or something, is going to visit Auburn this week. Or he might be visiting him right now, actually, and make his decision December 4th. But a lot of people seem to think Kelly Bryant's coming to Auburn.
That seems like a better move for him than some other places.
Yeah. I think it's like Auburn, Miss State. Is kind of what it's down to now.
He should not go to Miss State.
I don't know if that's a giant. I don't know how good Kelly Bryant really is. To be honest, is he good?
I think he's a starting quarterback in a lot of places.
Is he good?
He's good. I don't know if he's great.
But is he going to work in that offense?
He ran a bit. He ran a bit at Clemson. Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. But that's the hot. That's the word on the street. With the kids.
Is that what the scuttlebutt says?
That's what the fat bald men are saying.
Well, if you can't trust a fat bald man, then who can you trust?
That's a shot at Brandon Marcello, the Auburn beat writer.
He's pretty fat.
Pretty fat. But you know what? He gets unfairly criticized by a lot of people. Because Auburn
for being fat.
Like, you're too negative. And it's like, he's a beat writer. They're all negative. They're all miserable people. And the press, I'm sorry, the press box at Auburn does apparently suck. Can't see. A lot of press boxes out there.
How good's their food?
Heard pretty good. I think it might be a
Chick-fil-A.
That's
how I judge
deal.
All press boxes.
Well, I think most in the South now are all like Chick-fil-A.
I mean, that's pretty good.
I would imagine, except I'm sure like Miss State, though, it's like a Giorno's pizza. Well, you know,
but it's tough, Chris. What are you complaining about?
You know that Louisville is like that shitty stadium Papa John's pizza.
Not even like the good fresh Papa John's, like the shitty stadium Papa John's.
It has to be. We need to get press passes to figure this out. That could be our new podcast where we just review.
NC State's baseball games had good food.
Okay.
As someone who has been in a NC State press box.
Wow.
I can tell you.
Talking to Dan freaking Rather.
I can tell you that they had excellent press food.
Ooh, gee. Not much. Not much else. And the Iron Bowl's probably not going to be very good either. Okay, here's one. LSU A&M. Remember LSU? They were a team. number 7 in the nation, but underdogs at A&M. Give me LSU. What you got here, Dan?
Give it to me again. LSU and...
A&M. A&M is favored by 2.5.
Give me LSU, because I have no respect for A&M.
Yeah. And they're ranked. I don't get that one at all. Notre Dame, USC. Notre Dame by 11. It's a big game for everybody.
Notre Dame wins this game by 30, and they fire the USC coach during, like, while they're walking off the field. Lynn Swann just walks up to him and says, "You're fired. Please leave."
And then finally, well, we'll do two more. BYU, Utah. Utah.
The Holy War.
Utah by 12. Yeah. BYU looked like they were going to have a season, and now they suck. So.
Yeah, it just turns out Wisconsin was shitty.
Yeah, who knew? Well, didn't they beat someone else?
I don't think so. I think it was like mainly just Wisconsin.
I thought they had two wins that made me like buy into it. I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was just Wisconsin.
Give me Utah. More importantly, over under 44. I'm gonna sweat that under.
Yeah, I'll definitely take that under because BYU's offense is basically just run up the middle 30 times a game.
Yeah, and Utah is a good defense. So, and then five.
And Utah, like Utah, in Kyle Whittingham's like DNA, he is totally happy to just play like Cro-Magnon ugly ass football. Like you are not making him sad. Playing, you know, just repugnant-looking football.
Next up, Utah State, Boise State. Boise by 2.5. Both these teams are ranked. True story.
Utah State, Boise State, give me Boise. Although, Boise, up for Boise's coach might be leaving for Colorado.
Ooh, there you go. All right, Dan, let's jump to some thanks. We have a few more Thanksgiving games here. Your Cowboys host Colt McCoy's Redskins. Cowboys must
give me the boys.
Your boys just beat my Falcons on Sunday too.
Yeah, and plus, like Colt McCoy has no arm. Like it, you know, he hurt his elbow. Like,
Colt McCoy
10 years
and Adrian
ago.
Peterson together at last.
Finally,
Peterson though is having like a pretty good year, which just shows like he probably is like the best running back ever. If his ACL
or he has the best steroid dealer of all time.
Yeah, give me, you know what? Dallas kind of sucks. Give me Washington. You know, stupid win. Next up, Dan, we got to discuss this. Falcons Saints by 13. I don't care about that. You probably know both these teams have good offenses. You know about Drew Brees and Matt Ryan. Over under 60.
Give me the over.
Give me the over. I can see that game being like 48 to 28, to be honest. And there's no line on here for the Lions game. So, wow. I'm still not even sure who they play. Oh, it's Lions-Bears. Can't beat that.
Obviously, that's the best.
So to wrap up.
That's the best rivalry in all of sports.
The Bears are a playoff team, probably. How do you feel about your boy, Mitch Trubisky, getting it done?
Is he getting it done?
Was he at NC State?
Really?
Where did he come from?
He came from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Okay. So beat out NC State boy Mike Glennon, the greatest quarterback in NC State history.
actually that is.
Yeah. The guy you wanted to start over Russell Wilson, if I remember correctly.
Well, because he was right to start over Philip, but Philip Rivers is the greatest quarterback in NC State history. Also ACC history. He's the greatest quarterback in the history of the conference.
Is he?
Yes, by a lot.
What about Reggie Ball?
I mean, if you're going to name a random quarterback from the early 2000s, at least name one who was really good, like Woody Dantzler or Joey Hamilton.
We forgot to discuss this one. NC State, North Carolina, your boys, the biggest rivalry, house divided for you and your friends, Dan. NC State.
It's actually not going to be NC State's last game. They've got a makeup game for the Hurricane, except
hell yeah.
They're not. West Virginia didn't want to make it up. So they just called up East Carolina and said, hey, do you want to play a game after the season is over? And East Carolina went, sure.
So NC State going for the North Carolina round, or the Carolina sweep,
yes.
Clemson.
Well, they didn't play Appalachian, so it won't be a true, or Charlotte, so they won't have a true sweep of the conference.
Who do we like to win here? UNC's pretty awful. Are they getting a new coach?
No, actually. Fedora's going to be staying. There's a lot of loyalty there because Fedora could have left for jobs when UNC had all that NCAA stuff going on, and he didn't. That's bought him another year. So he's going to get one more year.
What's the issue with both these teams? What's the issue with UNC? Because that looked like a program on the rise.
Bad recruiting.
Okay. Is that just, but that's always kind of their issue? I feel like UNC's always like...
No, UNC usually has really good... Low-key, NC State and UNC is an Ole Miss Mississippi State situation where if Mississippi State didn't exist, Ole Miss would probably be a perennial dynasty.
Yeah.
If Ole Miss didn't exist, Mississippi State would probably be a perennial dynasty. If only one of these colleges in North Carolina wasn't there, the other one would probably be a dominant program. But they just pull enough players away from the other one to keep that team from being a truly great team. And so what's happened is, when Fedora first got to UNC, State was not doing very well in the recruiting trail. I believe that was when Tom O'Brien was still there. Tom O'Brien was a really bad recruiter. He routinely had NC State ranked in the 50s and 60s on the top recruiting rankings. And so UNC was able to, like, get some pretty good players. But since they hired since State got their current coach, he has been out-recruiting UNC, especially defensively.
Uh-huh.
Like, when you look at Larry Fedora's recruiting classes, he still gets high-ranked wide receivers and occasionally a pretty good quarterback, but he can't recruit any other position on the field. So their lines suck, their DBs are terrible, their linebackers are terrible, and it just adds up. Like, that, when you really look at where his best teams were, it's when he still had the remnants of Butch Davis's defense. Because when Butch Davis was there, he really recruited the defensive end of the ball. Not so much the offensive end. The offensive end was basically like a guy who really works out his arms and does nothing to his legs.
Yeah.
So he just gets these little spindly little legs and has these giant – he basically looked like Kevin Nash.
Does Fedora save the season, the win here?
They absolutely could. NC State's lost most of their team to the draft last year. Like, NC State was not supposed to be, like, they were supposed to be struggling to go 6-6. And then it just so happened that the ACC kind of went in the toilet, and they've been able to have a better record than they probably should. Okay. So they could absolutely, you know, blow it to this Carolina team.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, no, I mean, does UNC have a chance?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. UNC absolutely has a chance.
Okay.
Because
okay.
NC State
oh, I see what you're saying.
Is not so dominant that they couldn't lose this game.
Okay.
I mean, NC State lost to Wake. So, I mean, if you can lose to Wake, you can definitely lose to Carolina. That's the other reason why I think Fedora's pretty safe. I mean, it's the same athletic director who hired him. So they've had the same people there the whole time he's been there. So they know about the loyalty thing. But two, they haven't been – I know the record is awful, but it's not like last year where they got blown out a bunch of times. They've been competitive this year. It's just like a lot of closer losses. Like, oh man, they had a chance to beat Georgia Tech and just barely let it slip by. Oh man, they could have beat this team. They could have beat that. It's not a lot of just, oh man, somebody just came into Chapel Hill and beat us 77-0. It's not been that kind of season. Which is basically why Petrino got fired at Louisville. Like, that's a great counter example. Where it's like, every week, a different team comes into your stadium and just posts, like, the record number of points they've ever scored on you.
Well, I think one case, was it like the basketball team scored less points than what the football team did against Louisville or something like that?
Yeah, Georgia Tech scored more points in the football game than the basketball team did.
So
the basketball team scored 59. The football team scored like 68.
That's wild.
I mean, that's just rough. I mean, that's when that happens to you, somebody's going to get fired, basically.
So, that's it. So what are we looking forward to?
Michigan, Ohio State. That's the game.
The game. I'm also kind of low-key looking forward to LSU, Texas A&M.
I think that's a game that might really determine how excited Texas A&M people are for next year.
Yeah.
Because the Texas A&M people, they've won just enough games this year to talk themselves into this has been a good hire. But if they lose to LSU and Ed Orgeron, suddenly that hire starts looking a little fishy.
Well, who do we know who's in the Big 12 game?
Looks like it's going to be Oklahoma, West Virginia.
Okay. Well, what if Texas beats West Virginia? Is Texas in if they win that?
I think they have a chance. I'm not sure.
That could be interesting. We know next week, though, in cement, or in stone, however you want to say it, we're getting Alabama, Georgia. We're getting Michigan / Ohio State versus Northwestern.
Yep.
We're getting Washington / Washington State versus Utah?
Who knows? Literally any team in the South could win.
I thought it was locked.
Colorado. Colorado's the only team that's been eliminated, okay. I think. Colorado. Well, and UCLA. UCLA's already.
ACC. We get Clemson versus whom?
Pitt. That's already. That is locked. That is. That is the game.
Not a lot. The best games are probably like SEC and Big 12 title games. In American, are we going to get, like a rematch of Cincy UFC?
It's going to be Central Florida and I think Houston, isn't it?
Oh, we didn't tell you. Houston plays somebody.
Since he's in the East with Central Florida. They're in the same division.
Okay. And then I'm sure there's some other – we'll also have, like, the Sun Belt game, the MAC championships probably, like, on, like, Wednesday at 10 in the morning.
On ESPN Plus.
Yeah. Not even, like, ESPN. On, like – CBS Sports College Regional Network or something.
No, that's Conference USA.
Okay. And we Conference USA like, championship game. We forgot that they exist. But they
I think that's on Stadium or something.
Uh-huh. And then we'll also have, like, what, some random makeup games as well, I believe?
Yeah, UNC or NC State versus East Carolina. Go for it.
I thought there was one more.
That's the one I know of.
Okay. Let me look that up really quick. I think there was one more game, but what are we looking forward to? We don't know the games yet, but which conference game are we going to dial in on? I think it's the SEC game, right?
It's probably going to be the most competitive one.
Yeah.
The most impactful.
Well, we could see a weird upset, though.
The ACC, the Pac-12, and the Big Ten have such unbalanced divisions that it's almost like, okay, which team from the Pac-12 South, which team from the Big Ten West, which team from the ACC Coastal is going to get slaughtered ritualistically?
Yeah. Could be something weird, though, because, like, if the curse works and Ohio State lucks out. Oh, we also have Drake, Iowa State next week as well.
Oh, well, what a matchup.
Why is that next week?
Why not?
Was it like a postponement, or is like this is what the Big Ten does now?
No, it's got to be.
Or Big 12, excuse me.
They must have like been playing an out-of-conference game against some team in the Hurricane.
Yep. Then Akron, South Carolina as well will be played. Marshall, Virginia Tech.
South Carolina, definitely. South Carolina and Virginia, like all those teams had, you know.
And Norfolk versus Liberty. And Stanford Cal got pushed back because of the wildfire.
That's weird.
Well, the wildfire.
Oh, the wildfire. And we call them wildfires.
The wildfires that the liberals started.
Because they don't rake enough.
Not enough raking.
guys, well, no, you just gotta get out there and you gotta rain.
By customer Dan notes, because the liberals didn't want to disturb the animals in the forest, and that's why they didn't cut the brush. Which can't be true, because like, I've met plenty of people who work in forestry. Like, they're gonna make sure it doesn't burn down.
Anything to just avoid admitting that they were wrong about climate change. Yeah. Like, they will fucking twist themselves into any ball.
It was global warming, now it's different. Well, just go ahead and die, boomer.
Just anything to admit that they were, that they blithely dismissed a thing because a dumbass with a fucking shitting grin on television told them to. And, like,
well, and because the guy that told him about it was a dumbass with a shitting grin.
Like, literally, like, people will set themselves on fire in order to avoid admitting that they made the wrong choice in 2000. Like, we will kill ourselves before we admit that Al Gore was in a better
did you, what was the Ben Shapiro article today? It was like,
the liberals, all the things they're saying about Trump, they hated Bush, too. It's like, yeah, you fucking dumbass. Everyone hated Bush. Like, by the time he left office, he had an approval rating of 22%, and he killed your party.
Yeah, I, for one, am shocked that the Democrats don't like a Republican president. That's wild to me.
It's completely shocking to me that a president...
You know this as well,
it's
Dan.
Completely shocking to me that a president who took over with a multi-billion dollar budget surplus and then left with a trillion-dollar deficit, two lost wars, a complete economic collapse, might be unpopular.
Well, Dan, here's some more shocking. It turns out the people who didn't like Obama, this didn't like Clinton either, and kind of backed it the same way. Huh.
Can't believe it.
Wild. Wild stuff.
How many wars do Republicans have to lose before we stop considering them, like, tougher?
I did.
Like, how many wars do they have to lose?
Well, they win the most important war, Dan. That's who can be more racist. And they won the war on Christmas, because Christmas is back, baby.
Back and better than ever.
Yeah. So that's it. And then in 2 weeks, we got one game to talk about. Army-Navy.
The troops. What would Trump do to insult the troops this year? Because didn't last year he show up and do like a very weird booth conference with the announcers where he just like said... Yeah, I love the troops. They really die good. Or, like, something very strange.
Something, yeah. I don't know if it was after he had won, like, 2016, or if it was last year. I can't remember.
He definitely has done a really weird drop-in on the Army-Navy game.
I think I was watching the game on my phone or something, and, like, got out of the shower and heard him, and, like, immediately DM'd you about it, if I remember correctly. I remember that, but not what year. So, there we go. That is... Rivalry weekend. We'll put a little wrapping. Not quite put the bow on this college football season this week. Pretty shitty regular season. I think we're gonna have a great bowl season and playoff.
Though. Yeah, I think we're gonna have an amazing playoff because that's usually the way. If you have a shitty regular season, usually it's because the teams at the top are so good that there's no upsets. And if the teams at the top are that good, you're going to end up with a hell of a playoff.
And probably a lot of fun bowl games, I feel like, this year. Because maybe there's, like the SEC East and the ACC are, like, a little more evenly matched than before.
And yeah, also, some of this is just, like, the inevitable, Spencer Hall had an article up the day that we're recording this, talking about how, well, some of this is just, like, the inevitable result of, as they had so many firings in 2017 that, like, well, there's a lot of teams that are having to, like, recover.
Yeah.
And, like, find their way forward.
Because the thing is, like, people just think the head coach or, like, or the two teams with the head coach, or there are a lot of assistants from different schools that get poached and lots of stuff. Like, you might have a guy who was at Vanderbilt last year's linebackers coach but moved on up to the Florida job as defensive coordinator or something. You know, and that's going to mess up the team a little bit, you know? But sometimes those are important cogs in the wheel. You just don't hear about them.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a real example of that, but that sounds smart. So I'm going to go with it. What's up, Dan? Thanksgiving plans? You said golf? No movie? No Creed 2?
No. Probably really golf. probably golf, then eat with the fam, and then we might go watch The Thin Man.
No, I'm going to travel back from my hometown back to Atlanta on Thanksgiving night.
That's stupid. Stay the night.
I got to work on Friday.
Friday morning?
I mean, I got to be there at 5, but with traffic on Black Friday coming to Atlanta, could be worse.
I don't like this racism. How dare you?
It means only black people can shop on Black Friday. That's how it is in Atlanta. No, but like...
That sounds about right. Fucking Atlanta racism.
Something I've noticed, though, is like, it's actually way easier to just travel the night of the holiday. Well, little fun fact for some of you people out there traveling. Just get the plane ticket on Christmas Day at like 10 o'clock. Just do it. It's going to be way less busy than the next day. And you're going to be happier. Because you're not with your family as long.
I hate that bullshit. Being with your family's fun.
Well, not for everybody, Dan.
I like my family.
You may personally, but in general, most people don't. I don't mind. I love my family, too. But I don't.
I think there's something. I mean, unless you come from, like, an abusive family situation. But, like, if you can't spend 24 hours with a normal family.
I'm spending up to 24 hours with my family.
But, like, I'm saying if you can't spend 24 hours with a normal family, not an abusive situation, throw that out. But, like, 24 hours with your normal family... You're probably the asshole, not them. You're probably the one that they're all hoping leaves early.
Well, there you go. Well, I am leaving.
Because you're probably the dick.
Well, I don't want to be around a bunch of old people forever. Sorry.
One day you can't be around your nanny.
Why
say, hey, nanny.
No, you know what, fuck, because you know what, they're going to guilt me about never coming to visit. And it's just like, well, why don't y'all visit? It goes both ways, homie. You can drive.
You live in a flop house.
I mean, we could meet at, like, a restaurant. I don't want them coming to my apartment.
Exactly. You have marijuana just laying around.
I'm literally staring at some
See? Right now, you should be tweeting, like, I feel seen, or whatever it is those people say
but
on
also,
every reply
have,
to every tweet.
4 half-burnt candles as well. So it's like a weird, it's like a feminine vibe here as well.
Like, but, like, not the kind of, but, like, a witchy kind of feminine.
Like, no, they're, like, Yankee Candle candles. They're Christmas cookie, so.
I don't agree with that at all.
They were buy one, get one free at Kroger, so. I've been getting into a thing, Dan, where I like to turn off the lights and just put on some candles and watch TV.
Okay, I don't need to know about your fuck sessions.
Or just play a little video game.
I don't need to know what you do at night.
Listen, that's another pro tip for the audience.
I don't need to know about who you bring home.
All right, well, you know what? Also, I don't have a... You know what? How about no fuck you of the week to anybody, because it's the holidays.
Yeah, let's all be nice.
Yeah, let's be nice to each other.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Let's remember...
Oh, wait,
Fuck
you, Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, pissing, like...
Literally, it's a shame that Dan Marino wasn't the quarterback on that team, and so he could have a ring instead of a fuck like you. Fuck off.
Like, literally, the worst quarterback who's ever won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Sucked.
Like, you're, Jeff Hostetler is better than you.
He won for the Giants, that's right. Who was the quarterback for the Chargers when they got, was that a Harbaugh?
That was Stan Humphries.
Okay. Was it Harbaugh?
No, Stan Humphries.
Who did Harbaugh play for?
Harbaugh was the quarterback of the 1995 Colts, who should have won the Super Bowl, but they got robbed by a bad call on a Hail Mary pre-replay.
And that's like
if they'd had replay, the Hail Mary would have been called a touchdown. The dumbass referees on the field called it an incomplete pass, said the guy was out of bounds, but he was not. Ugh. And that Colts was like they would have gotten slaughtered by the Cowboys, but they should have had a chance.
Well, no, the Chargers team played the Niners.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Colts.
Who was that? The Steelers Cowboys?
The Steelers Cowboys played in Super Bowl 30. The Colts Chargers are the 49ers Chargers was Super Bowl 29, okay, which is literally the most unwatchable Super Bowl of them all because it's over after literally the first play.
There you go.
Actually, the 49ers played two Super Bowls that are completely unwatchable. 49ers Broncos which was the year after Bill Walsh retired and the 49ers went back to the Super Bowl, and there's a famous story. Bill Walsh was sitting in the owner's box with the 49ers owner, and he got up and left after the first drive because he said, everybody's open. Literally everyone's open. They're going to win this game by 50. And then they won 55-10.
Wow.
R.I.P. Dan Reeves.
He's not dead.
Eh, he might as well be. What do you think Dan Reeves is doing? You think he's like sharing like Trump emails with his kids?
I bet he's a good guy.
I doubt that. He's an old white guy.
Well, now that you say that, I do remember like he was a giant dick to Dwayne Thomas on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So he probably doesn't.
Remember when he did the Dirty Bird?
Yeah. I mean, he was fun because he had a heart attack and he was an old white guy.
Look at me, I'm dancing. And then Jamal Anderson sucked a stick. So there we go. So that's it for the week. Thanks.
Yeah.
We're kind of rambling here.
Yeah, we got our hour and 16 in.
Yeah.
And on that note, no fuck yous.
Yeah.
Because Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know, the bit's kind of played out too. So come up with something new soon. A new tagline.
Yeah, and, William S. Burroughs poem. That poem's actually kind of hard-edged. But anyway, on that note, you know, for everyone here at the half-guarded power hour
offices,
manor,
yeah.
Offices, on behalf of Elliot the intern and and Janice the secretary.
And don't forget, producer Ahmed Johnson.
Producer Ahmed Johnson.
Say something,
obviously.
Ahmed? No, I'm good. Okay, there you go.
Burn! My shirt's too tight. Play the music, Jason.